The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Media Group and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found on his online column, Forbidden Table Talk.
It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you keep hearing people say that God is against walls on our country's borders. Does the Bible really speak against walls? Well, my friend, putting aside the fact that many people who quote from the Bible have not actually read the Bible, that these same people, especially politicians, talk about separation between church and state when they hear views which challenge their politics and quote from the Bible only when they think the Bible supports their politics and yet demonstrate from their so-called quotes that they don't know the Bible from shoe polish. God, in the book of Nehemiah, actually commanded the building of a wall to protect the city of Jerusalem. Speaking of walls, President Trump, don't blink. Don't cave. The spineless GOP has been doing that for years. They toss and turn at night, worrying about their portrayal by the New York Times editorial page, which will never be favorable anyway, no matter what they do. When Democrats hold both houses, Democrats get their way. When Republicans hold both houses, Democrats get their way. You said you would be willing to keep the government shut down if they don't fund the wall. Do as you promised, Mr. President, because at first it looked like you were caving. But finally you stood firm. Good for you. Stay that way. Don't budge. Don't alienate your base, which puts you in office. They are all you have left. Betray them, and you will share the same fate as George H.W. Bush and his Read My Lips debacle. As for the others, the Dems, the Rhinos, the mainstream media, do you really think that softening so as to not shut down the government around the holidays would have made a hill of beans a difference to them? Were they finally going to support you for going their way? Would they support you now? If you caved and went their way now, are they going to stop insulting you? They already compare you to Hitler. They are already planning to impeach you. They have not been shy bragging about that. They are already trying to indict you. What more can they do? What more can they say? Thinking people know most of the government has not been shut down anyway. But for those who are concerned, let it be on record that the Democrats would be willing to shut down part of the government rather than protect the country they took an oath to serve. The same country where a legal immigrant was just murdered by an illegal immigrant, a gang member, arrested several times before, but never turned over to ICE. Mr. President, I know you have advisors telling you to give in. I don't know what these people are being paid for such brilliant advice, but you got to believe me, it's too much. By the way, all this talk about finding the funds for the wall elsewhere, the military budget, etc., is no consolation. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I am merely pointing out the obvious. Some narcissistic judge will rule against it faster than you can clear your throat. And this same judge will probably also rule that the clearing of your throat is unconstitutional. Still, go ahead and try to get funds elsewhere, but not at the expense of the line you drew in the sand. Personally, I think the original idea of Mexico paying is still the best. However, in addition, you must stand your ground with Congress. You were not elected to give in to the very deep state you ran against. President Trump, stand firm. If Pelosi and Schumer and Rhinos and deep state Obama holdovers don't like it, who cares? Are they now the ones we're trying to please? I, for one, will be losing no sleep over the discontinuation of their snake-like agenda. Neither do I care about the continual idiotic drivel that comes out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth. Nancy Pelosi says walls are immoral. Immoral. So when will the big walls protecting her private estate be torn down? Probably on the same day politicians decide to be consistent and put public safety ahead of votes. In other words, on the day she decides to shun real immorality. The day hell freezes over. It's time for nature to shed some light on our national situations. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to say is true. I kid you not. The official collective name for a pack of baboons is Congress. I imagine no further comment is needed, but because we're on the radio, further comments will still be provided. And who better to provide them than my friend and rotating co-host, Jim Barrier?
Well, here we are. And I want to clarify, did you say Nancy Pelosi dribble or drivel?
Drivel. Yeah. No, not dribbling the ball. Drivel as in stupid rhetoric.
Well, I'm just thinking she is getting old. But... Hi, Bob.
Hey, Happy New Year, and I hope you had a great Christmas.
Awesome. Had an awesome Christmas. We're closing out a most eventful year. Lots of highs, lots of lows, but the highs always outweigh the lows. And I'm ready to hit the ground running for 2019. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there will be several people running in 2019 when we get to our prognostications. And that's what we talked about doing tonight. We're going to do 2019 prognostications, right?
Yes, and I should say I don't usually come back this early over Christmas break and do a live show, but I am honored to do it with you, and it's great to be here.
Oh, I'm thrilled. And so as we start to head into this thing, I want to point out to listeners, because I know you do a lot of study and word studies, the word prognosticate or prognostication is the very word that in the scripture is translated foreknowledge.
Yes.
Interesting thought. And so sometimes when, you know, the Bible is talking about things that God knows, it's also talking about things that he suspects, because there's that whole free will factor that's in there. And for instance, he'll say, well, I'll set before you a choice. You do this, you get a blessing. You do this, you get a curse. But the choice is up to you. So he prognosticates and says, here's what's going to happen. I'll tell you what will happen if you do that. But if you don't, that doesn't have to happen.
And he knows what choice we'll make, but we are still free to make it, something my Calvinist friends would argue.
Well, I'll tell you what, I could go toe-to-toe with them, but not tonight. So you had a great intro then. There's so many things right now in current events. It's just making me crazy that the Republican politicians that we elected, that conservative people like you and I, we elected these people, voted them into office, and now they won't do anything.
And part of it is that stupid, insane filibuster rule in the Senate. Yeah. And you listen to Mitch McConnell and his belief as well, if we get rid of it, then the Democrats will get rid of it too. Mitch, I got news for you. When the Democrats regain the Senate, they're going to get rid of that rule anyway. Do you really think for a moment that they would hesitate to do that? It's insane. Well, but the governing party can't govern because we have this idiotic filibuster rule.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know there's a lot of doomsdayers, and they're really nervous because the Democrats took control of the House, but the Republicans still control the Senate. And unfortunately, sad as it is, there is partisan politics on every hand, and the Republicans are going to fight just as hard. And I wish that there were enough people on Capitol Hill that would do what they were elected to do, and that's represent the people who voted for them and do what's in the best interests of America, and that they would defend the Constitution of the United States, and that they would do what is best for the health and welfare of this nation. Sadly, that doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, you know something, Jim? There are people in Washington who do what they promise. It's the Democrats. The problem is they promise hideous things.
Yeah.
The Republican, the problem with the Republicans is they break their campaign promises. The problem with the Democrats is they keep them. That's politics 101 from Bob.
And I would say, and I've said this for a long time, and Uncle Ron, who you know I was very fond of, really wanted term limitations. And the problem is that once those guys get in, then they worry about keeping their job, not keeping their promises. So that's a big, big problem.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, with the Senate, they could start breaking their promises immediately. It's going to be 6 years before we can do anything. We can hold the Congress's feet to the fire a little better with the two-year terms, but
yeah,
there's something in the Kool-Aid that they drink there in Washington, and they want to play ball with the pack. And they now there's exceptions, of course, like the Freedom Caucus, but boy, not a lot.
Not for the most. But I'll say this: the historic pattern has been when you have a midterm election like we just had, and one party takes over, then when you turn back around 2 years later, they're likely to lose it again. And so we will see. So let's talk about what's going to happen. Here are some predictions that I have. Here's my prognostication for 2019. First of all, the Democrats will fight Trump on every front, on everything he wants to do. They will fight him, good or bad, whether they agree or disagree. They're going to fight him because he's Trump, and they wanted, you know, make him look bad. They want him to appear to be a loser, and doesn't matter what he does. He could do things that would really be part of their agenda, and they're going to fight him just because it's him.
Oh, absolutely. If he comes up with the cure for cancer, they'll accuse him of putting doctors out of work, accuse him of exterminating a whole organic species called cancer. If he walks on water, the headline will be Trump doesn't know how to swim. It won't matter what he does.
Doesn't matter. And likewise, the mainstream media, of which you are not a part.
No, nothing too mainstream about us.
No, I don't think so. But the mainstream media, you know, our MSNBC and CNN and all those knuckleheads you know who I'm talking about. They will criticize his every move. They will blame him for everything bad that happens, whether it's a hurricane or whether it's a murder of somebody or whether it's an economic thing. They're going to blame him for everything negative.
Oh, have you noticed that when the stock market goes down, it's Trump's fault? But when it goes up, it's, oh, thank goodness for the wise policies Obama put in place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they will. Everything bad will be Trump's fault. Anything good, they'll say, well, that was because of Obama, which is just, I mean, the silliest thing. I realize that there is some truth that you not only reap the negative consequences of your predecessor, but you also benefit from anything good. I'm just trying to think what good Obama did. I haven't been able to come up with that yet.
Yeah, I can't think of one thing.
You know, affordable health care.
Affordable in quotes. Okay, my friend, hang with us. You're listening to the Bob Siegel Show.
You only need to listen to this radio program once to figure out that Bob has very strong opinions on a wide variety of issues. But one of Bob's strongest passions is freedom of speech itself, even when such speech challenges his own convictions. So feel free to send Bob a comment or a thought-provoking question. You can reach Bob on Facebook, Twitter, or questions@bobsiegel.net.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-age child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Contact us now at WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
Welcome back to 1170 AM and 96.1 FM, The Answer. I'm your host, Bob Siegel. Now, we did have some troubling events in the news last week. No Santa this year. A federal judge ruled against his Christmas Eve sleigh flight. Apparently, it contributes to global warming. On the other hand, here's something we read about only occasionally in the news. A judge actually ruled with Donald Trump. Stormy Daniels ordered to pay President Trump $293,000 in legal fees. Wouldn't it be a hoot if he put that money toward building the wall? Say hello again to Jim Barrier.
You know, the reindeer caused global warming maybe much the same way that your Governor Jerry Brown thinks that the cows caused global warming. And I'll just leave that.
Yeah, leave that to people's imagination. But I've actually heard that one. And, of course, the radiation from Rudolph's red nose. Something's got to be powering that thing. You know.
Well, what I found out down here in South Texas, and this is a regional thing here, that we have discovered that the reason Rudolph's nose is red is because he has allergies.
I imagine it's a little cold up in the North Pole, although that's not technically related to allergies.
But back to the topic at hand. Now, I have already predicted that the Democrats are going to fight Trump on everything he tries to do.
Oh, they've made no secret about that.
Yeah. The mainstream media will criticize his every move. And here's my third part to this prediction. Trump won't care.
Yeah, generally speaking, he almost caved on this shutdown, though. And I think a few people got through to him. But, it is in his nature to fight, certainly. That's caving is the exception and not the rule with him.
I actually think he kind of likes a little bit of a battle on that front, especially if it's something he really, really believes in. I think he's going to stand his ground. So
he likes to make deals too, but they won't deal with him.
Well, and right now, he was a businessman, a billionaire. He did all kinds of things. And he had his own TV show, but he understands his job as the president is to do what's best for America, and so he's gonna negotiate. He's gonna do deals. He's gonna work. He's gonna do it with the motivation that he wants to do what's best for America, as he can understand that. And he is a businessman, so he primarily is looking at, the economic foundations for those things. He's not known as, he wasn't a politician until he ran for office at this time, and he's certainly not known as a great philanthropist or religious or spiritual leader or any of those things, but he does understand that the country has to be strong economically, and so then that just starts to dovetail. Then that means the country has to have a strong foreign policy, and we can't be intimidated or enslaved by other countries. And so it all kind of fits together in his plan. So I think he will just laugh it off. He'll do his Twitter thing. He'll do stuff that just makes people even more angry. But I don't think he cares if they criticize him. I don't think he cares if the Democrats fight him. But I want to say this, and this is a little bit of a jump. I really, really am appalled. I'm angered. It really bothers me the way they go after the First Lady.
The First Lady and his son, his young son, Barron.
Yeah. It bothers me. There was kind of an unwritten law that you didn't touch the family. But they're going after everybody. And, you know, I can't for the life of me see what's wrong with the First Lady.
She's very charming, very graceful, very intelligent.
Yeah.
If she wasn't married to Donald Trump, she'd be on the cover of every magazine.
Oh, my God.
In a flattering way.
She would be the person of the year.
Yeah.
But they criticize her clothes. They criticize her shoes. They criticize the way she decorates the White House for Christmas. And frankly, you know, when I look at all those things, I think she's doing a pretty good job, you know. But it just kind of sickens me the way they've lowered themselves to a whole new level of poor taste.
Well, and I expect that from them. What's concerning me is the Supreme Court. I believe that Chief Justice Roberts is just going to become another Kennedy swing voter. And I believe he's making decisions trying to think about the court's reputation and show a so-called objectivity. Objectivity being defined, of course, as caving to the liberals on there. I was very disappointed with this whole idea of people claiming asylum and the judge ruling against Trump, and now they won't even hear the case. I'm really getting concerned about Roberts. He's done this before with Obamacare.
I think it didn't take very long to see that he was not the conservative hope that we had. But speaking of the Supreme Court and in our prognostications, will we see another nomination in this coming year? You know, Ruth, her health has really been an issue.
Yes, you brought that up a few weeks ago when you were on. Her health is an issue. Boy, I don't wish her bad health, but I do.
Neither do I.
But, you know, it's just part of me goes, whoa, wouldn't it be great if some of the liberals stepped down? We put a conservative on there. Conservatives at the Supreme Court tend to start swinging more to the left. The liberals always stay to the left. It just dazzles your mind.
Well, which is why we still need at least one more. And when I think, you know, it isn't just the partisan thing or liberal versus conservative. It's really, again, back to what is the purpose? How are they to judge things? And is the Constitution what this country's founded on? And should we look at things in the light of what the law says, not try to rewrite the law?
Exactly. And I don't, you know, Roberts all but admitted when he went along with the Affordable Health Care Act a number of years ago that he needed to protect the integrity of the court. He admitted that he was thinking about the court's reputation. I don't care about the court's reputation. He's there to protect the Constitution, not the reputation of the court.
Well, and see, here's the thing. Now, follow me on this. If we were to get another person like the last two that Trump has put in, or the first two, however you want to look at that, but the two that he's already put in there, if we got another one similar to that, and personally, I think if he has the opportunity, and I believe that he will, I think he should get a female minority and just erase all of those.
But, you know, it doesn't, I mean, McCain tried that when he picked Sarah Palin as a running mate. And what did we hear from our professors? She's not a real woman. You know, a conservative African-American is not truly black. A conservative woman is not really. You see, they just make this stuff up as they go. We'll be right back. Bob Siegel. They say a man's home is his castle. So when it comes to the wiring of your house, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. Instead, do what I did. Call W&S Electric Incorporated. W&S specializes in both contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, W&S takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I know the owner, Wayne Klingenhofer, personally, and I can testify firsthand to his integrity. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for W&S Electric Incorporated. License number 480-539. W&S Electric.
Check out these terrific customer reviews for Bob Siegel's science fiction novel, Push the Winds Around.
Another winner from Mr. Siegel. I've always loved the time travel stories, and this one takes a creative approach. Like H.G. Wells' classic, it delves into morals and metaphysics. And as any good time travel mystery, it leaves you satisfied while raising questions at the same time. Here's another review. Quick, thought-provoking, enjoyable read. And just one more. My kind of book. Adventure, fun, excitement, suspense, time travel, love, and a day at the beach. What's not to like? A great book to lose yourself in. Happy reading. Push the Winds Around. Available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
We now return to the Bob Siegel Show.
Christmas and New Year season. Say hello again to Jim Barrier.
All right. We're back, folks. And we were talking about, will there be a Supreme Court appointment? I think there's a good chance there will. I think there's a great chance that within the next 2 years that'll happen. But if it gets into his fourth year of his term, then they're going to do the same thing that the Republicans did, which was say we can't allow a lame duck to make an appointment, even though he isn't automatically a lame duck. I think Trump has a great chance of getting reelected, and I hope he does. So we'll see what happens on the Supreme Court, but we can only hope that we get, I think, one more, we'll say, use the term conservative, but I think that someone who is true to the Constitution would be a better description of what we need. But
yeah,
if we get
a Clarence Thomas or an Alito who remain constitutionalists.
Yeah, so if we get one of those, I think we'll have long-term effect for the positive for this country. Now, this is going to be an interesting year because they're all going to jockey for position in the Democratic Party. Who will emerge as the Democrat favorite to run for president? Oh, my.
I'm guessing it'll be either Beto or Rourke or that twit that just got into the Congress who activates her mouth before she activates her brain.
I'd love for her to get the ticket because he'd annihilate her. But, you know, and I when I said, oh, my, I really should have done it in my George Takei voice. Oh, my. I should have done it that way. thank you. Well, here's the thing. The front runners up until now have been Bernie. He's 77, and the Democrats don't like him anyway. They shafted him in the last attempt and undermined his candidacy because they loved Hillary so much. Biden is 76, and that guy is as dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, he is. He's dumb as a post. He has a similar kind of personality to Trump, though. He would be interesting. He lies through his teeth. I mean, guy's nose grows every time he opens his mouth. Bernie Sanders would be interesting, though, because socialism is becoming so popular. When people were calling Obama a socialist, conservatives like Michael Medved were going, don't say that. That's a bad word, and you sound like an extremist. Now we get somebody that brags about being a socialist, and amongst a lot of millennials, socialism sounds great. You know, because of Sanders, healthcare, free, college, free. Nothing's free. Somebody pays for it, but the person that doesn't have to pay is going to love hearing that stuff.
Yeah, and I pick on the millennials a lot, and I have good friends. I have a young pastor friend that I've been kind of taken under my wing, and he's got a whole church full of millennials. But the people who are think that socialism is great, and they say all these things. One, they don't know history, and two, they are innumerate. Because if they understood mathematics, they would realize that it just doesn't add up.
It doesn't. Hey, I have to ask you, Jim.
Yeah.
When you buck heads with your millennial pastor friend, does that make you a pre-millennial?
No, pro-millennial.
a little bit of an inside theologian joke. Yeah. We probably just lost 90% of the audience on that one.
No, I loved that because I don't have too many opportunities to do theological humor with people, but I appreciate that one.
If only people understood theology enough to appreciate some theological humor.
And I probably, as you would describe myself, as a pan-millennialist, and I know you know what that means.
Yes, it'll all pan out in the end.
It'll all pan out in the end. Okay. Then we have Bloomberg.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Well, he's 76 also, so we got one at 77.
Well, Trump's in his 70s too, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's already been in office. Yeah. These are guys that, by the time the next president-elect takes office, you got to add 2 years to that. So these guys are pushing 80 before they get in office.
Yeah.
And wait, there's one more name that gets thrown around a lot, and I love this one, Liz Warren.
Oh,
and she has.
I think that DNA test clinched
it for
her. I don't think she has a
chance. You're going to steal my punchline.
Okay,
Bob.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead. Liz, do your punchline.
Liz has a 1 in 1,024 chance
okay,
of being the next president.
Yes.
Don't rob my thunder.
The exact percentage of Native American that she might be, and it's still in the might category.
I would love it if she ran because he would annihilate her.
The other night, Greg Gutfeld says, I have more Native American blood in me than Elizabeth Warren, and my name is Gutfield. So.
Well, and, you know, talking about names, and you brought this guy's name up, and I cringe, but Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, he's that young, fresh face that they might be looking for.
His name is not Beto. It's a nickname he took up so that he could win the votes of Hispanic people in the state of Texas. He's actually Irish. His parents are full-blooded Irish. And so, as I pointed out, he is, we've heard of rhinos. Well, he is a lino. He is a Latino in name only.
Yeah, and, well, let him keep his nickname. I'll give him my own nickname, Beto O'Dork, because that's the guy has a clue what he's talking about.
No, but, you know, people like that get elected sometimes. But
absolutely. Absolutely.
But he frightens me. And you know, he ran his campaign here in Texas and lost to Ted Cruz, thankfully.
But for Texas, that was pretty close and pretty scary.
It was very close. And because Ted's been around and he's conservative, the Democrats really, really try to demonize him. But he actually is of Hispanic descent. That was what was so ironic.
I know. A guy that's, well, that's the calling card to do this race balkanization.
But Beto, who was heavily funded by Soros, another name that people need to be more aware of.
The grand puppet master of a lot of this.
Yeah, and where my church is, it's Inner City Church in San Antonio. Coming in, every time I drove into town to the church, there were Beto signs everywhere, in every lawn. And, of course, they're still up. And I just kind of chuckle every time I see them. I think, well, you know, I'm glad you spent all that money on those lawn signs.
Ask them how many trees were cut down to make the wood for those signs.
Irrelevant, Bob. Irrelevant.
Because it contributes to global warming and the environment problem.
So he, you know, now Biden has said that's who he'd like to have as his running mate.
So now that would be interesting because they claim Biden is the guy with the experience. Of course, his experience is a liability, but that's not the way they would tout it.
Yeah,
and
no
I could see that. Yeah, and then they put in young Beto. And then we get into this, he's so good looking and he talks more presidential than Trump does and all this tripe.
Oh, boy.
All right, hold with me, my friend. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show. This is Bob Siegel. As a Christian apologist, I hear scorning and ridicule all the time from Bible skeptics and unbelievers. Some churches will still respond to such people with love and understanding. Others do not.
You Christians are such morons. There's no proof that God exists, and only a pea brain would believe in miracles. Wake up! Step into the 21st century. Besides, Christianity is responsible for most of the world's problems.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Relax, my friends. That's not the kind of response you'll get from Skyline Church. We welcome you just as you are, with all your doubts, all your questions, and all your concerns. Your problems with religion are understandable, and I promise at Skyline you'll experience the love of Jesus Christ, not the revenge of a Sith Lord.
Skyline Church, Sunday morning services at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m.
To the Bob Siegel Show. I received some good response to my annual holiday movie reviews program, which aired 2 weeks ago. This is from Fran. Great show, Bob. Yay. It's a Wonderful Life, number one. And from our friend Tim, who calls in often and generally disagrees with my views, he says, enjoyed the show. Definitely share some movies on your list. Well, Tim, this might just be a Christmas miracle, you and I finding something to agree on. Actually, it has happened before, once every blue moon. Anyway, if any of you missed my holiday review show, it is still posted to my website. There's no law which says you can't still check these movies out because Christmas is over. According to European tradition, we're still within the 12 days of Christmas anyway. So stop being such a move-on pragmatist. You may just get visited by three spirits tonight. But at the moment, we are being visited by Jim Barrier.
You know, you have no idea. That was the perfect segue, because I thought for this last part, I would like to lighten it up a little bit, and let's talk about pop culture, beginning with Hollywood and some prognostication concerning films. Now, in 2018, we had remakes of Overboard, A Star is Born, Death Wish, Mary Poppins. I predict that in 2019, Hollywood will continue to remake classic films because there is such a drought of creativity and original ideas. So
yeah, it does. And I usually cringe when there's a remake or a sequel. A series that was designed to have sequels, like Indiana Jones, Star Wars, that's different. But when the only motivation for a sequel is that the first one made money, then they retread every scene. I actually liked Mary Poppins, but I was a little bit concerned that they were going to throw in some political correctness. I was waiting for her to say that from the sky she sees no borders. But actually, I was very pleasantly surprised. It wasn't bad. However, I'd still have to say it was a sequel technically, but they recreated every scene. In every part of the movie, you could say, okay, she's not going to visit Uncle Albert this time, but this is that time in the movie where she'll visit some other eccentric relative. But, boy, a sigh of relief. It sure could have been worse. Wasn't bad, but I'm with you. I don't see the need for these remakes.
And please, 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 no more Rocky films. Sly, I love you. I loved the first movie, maybe the second one, but please, please.
Did you ever say, here I go, I'm going to talk about a sequel now after everything I said about sequels, but in the movie Airplane 2, where they were supposed to be in the far future, they were walking along and there was this poster and it said something like Rocky 37, and it showed this grungy old man that could barely even wave his glove up into the air. Oh, it was hilarious.
And that one just needs to go away. Now, if they do some remakes, I have some ideas.
Oh, this should be good.
Yeah, well, and this is already a done deal. They are in production on James Bond number 25. There's no title. I have been reading between the lines. I'm hoping that they redo the story from On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which is the one that all Bond fans hate.
Yeah, the one George kind Lazenby of in between Sean Connery and Roger Moore. Yeah.
Yeah, it was George Lazenby and Telly Savalas played Blofeld. It was terrible.
And Bond got married in that film.
Yeah, well, and in the new one, the rumor is that he does. And I thought, that's a clue. And the working title has been kind of a clue. I think that they may redo that storyline. They won't call it that. The same way as they one time redid Thunderball, and it was the only one that wasn't a Broccoli production.
They made it Never Say Never Again.
Thunderball.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they'll do that. Now, here's some of my recommendations for remakes of films that really need to be redone. Flash Gordon. I don't know if you saw the campy Dino De Laurentiis one.
No, I did not see that. I saw Buck Rogers when it came out. I did not see the Flash Gordon.
That was even worse. Either one of those, do a Buck Rogers or a Flash Gordon, but do it with today's technology and make it, you know, try to make it believable. That would be a good one. Here's one. You might like this. The movie Logan's Run. Remember that film?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible TV series, but the movie was good.
But I think they could redo the film, and they could make it exciting and intriguing and give it a few twists, maybe. Now, here's one. I don't know how you're going to feel about this. I would love to see somebody do a modern version, but it would have to be, they'd have to change one word, and it would be Ms. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh, there you go. Well, I was waiting for you to do that with James Bond. I'm waiting for a female Jamie Bond or something like that.
They've talked about doing that, and I think they'd lose their total fan base. But how about Ms. Smith Goes to Washington, and you cast it with someone like Octavia Spencer or, you know, a female minority who's a great actress, and then give it this twist. I don't know that Hollywood could ever do this, but have her be a conservative black woman who goes in to Washington, D.C.
Oh, there you go. Or just call it Mr. Jones Goes to Washington. Just don't use the word Smith, use the word Jones.
Okay. Well, I just think that was a classic film, and if they did it right, that one would have potential. Unfortunately, Hollywood would make it all about the liberal agenda.
Oh,
and
of course.
Do all of that stuff. But these are just some suggestions. So I think we will see more remakes. That's just, you just can guarantee that.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, as far as the Oscars, the best film of the year, my favorite movie this year, of course, I told you I liked The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell. That was a really fun
movie. You were telling me about that, and yeah. I saw the first half of that the other day on Netflix. It's really good. I'm looking forward to watching the conclusion of it.
You got to watch it. I loved it.
Yeah, you know, while we were watching, I had forgotten that you had come on my show and recommended that to me, but you had.
And so it's still on Netflix. Anyone can watch it. But the film that I was surprised by the most, that I really enjoyed this past year, was Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, you mentioned that one too.
And I would love to see that win. However, I fear that the movie that will win Best Picture Award will probably be RBG, the story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I saw that.
Some heavily liberal themed movie, are we? We're not.
Well,
done.
Plus they're going to give out a new Oscar for the best insult against Trump during the ceremony. We'll be right back for one more segment. This is Bob Siegel. I've been on the radio for many years, but let me tell you about a voice I've learned to appreciate far more than any radio announcers, Fred Falduti of Realty Executives All Area. Now, why do I care so much about Fred's voice? Because not long ago, Fred's voice spoke the following words to me.
Bob, I have some good news for you. They accepted your offer.
That's right. Fred Falduti just sold my house. With words like those, who needs radio? Folks, I'm telling you, choosing the right realtor is no small task. Fred took a personal interest in my situation, treating me less like a customer and more like a member of the family. And Fred's been doing this since 1994. Realty Executives All Area has sold thousands of homes locally.
Our footprints are throughout San Diego County, and we are proud of our accomplishments of assisting home sellers and buyers like you. Over the years, we've managed hundreds of real estate transactions and have encountered just about every kind of challenging situation possible.
That's it, folks. That's the voice that will sell your home. Whether buying or selling, the man you want is Fred Falduti with Realty Executives All Area. 619-719-7717. That's 619-719-7717 or fredfalduti.com. We radio hosts love to talk, but let's face it, when have we ever sold your home? Fred Falduti will.
Bob Siegel not only writes fiction, but nonfiction as well. Over the years, Bob has received wonderful comments about his book on Christian apologetics entitled, I'd Like to Believe in Jesus, But... Many have put this book in the hands of their seeking, unbelieving friends, and the book takes it from there. This is because the book has a rhetorical skeptic that argues with Bob about the harder, less frequently discussed questions. As a result, the reader is immediately aware that they are reading from an author who relates to them. The moment they find themselves questioning something they see, their very question appears in the text. Every question in this book was one that was personally put to Bob during his many years of speaking on college campuses. I'd Like to Believe in Jesus, But... Available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
We now return to the Bob Siegel Show.
To our last segment. It's certainly an honor closing out the year of 2018 with you. And you're going to be back sometime in January. So
I'm opening
the year with you, too.
I'm sure I will be. And I don't want to wait until my next appearance to wish all of the listeners Merry Christmas in 2019. I want to be the first to say that.
Hey, okay. And there's Christmas decorations already up.
Already up.
They're still up.
Already up.
Right, for next year. Yeah.
On the movie thing, I'm going to close up the movie segment. I predict that there will be at least two films based on Marvel characters.
Oh, no. I predict there will be at least 12 films based on Marvel characters.
Yeah, I think there has to be one every other month, according to their contract.
Something like that, yeah.
And also, you know, the Star Wars Episode 9, which I have heard rumors that the title is May the Cash Be With You.
I think they should have just stopped with the...
I know.
I wouldn't mind them making other stories in the Star Trek universe with different characters, but the story was over, so when they come up with an Episode 7, when we know it was really over in Episode 6, it was becoming a disingenuous sequel.
Well, there's too much money to be made, and that's why they keep doing it.
That's right.
And they will, and probably when this one is done, then they will do what you just said. They will make up stories that don't have Skywalkers in them or any of the characters.
And they will be better stories because the people will be free to be original.
So that takes care of my my movie predictions and wishes. I want to also make a prediction in the area of pop music or rock and roll. I believe that there will be an Alice Cooper reunion tour. Now, this is shocking because a lot of people don't know that Alice Cooper broke up. And they all do it. There's just too much money out there for these guys. So I don't know. Look for Alice on your website somewhere. I don't know. Now, I know you're not as much into sports as you are the movies.
That's okay. Go ahead and make some sports predictions anyway.
Yeah, I'll make this quick. Alabama will win the college football championship like they always do.
Isn't that tomorrow? Isn't that the one that's...
No, it's a week from now. They just had the semifinals last night, and so
I thought the Rose Bowl game was the culmination of... See, I'm betraying
like
how little I follow
folks,
sports.
Like I said, folks, Bob is not a sports okay. fan.
I better just quit talking and proclaiming my ignorance.
Good
so
idea.
What's the Rose Bowl game about? I thought that was a final game.
That's going to be a good game.
But isn't that college? Isn't that college football?
Yeah, that's college football. It's just a bowl game.
But it's not their final game.
No.
Okay.
Well, for those two teams, it is. But the final one will be the college football championship, Alabama and Clemson. I think Alabama will win. I'm going to root for Clemson, though. The New Orleans Saints will win the Super Bowl. Sorry, Charger fans. Gonzaga will win the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That's just wishful thinking on my part, but I would love to see that. A Roger Penske car will win the Indianapolis 500, and Toronto, with Kawhi Leonard, who went to San Diego State University, will win the NBA championship, shocking the world. And after 31 years of futility, the Los Angeles Dodgers will finally win the World Series again.
Wow. That would be...
So there's your sports prediction.
Okay, I will muster up all my sports knowledge and say I just go with Jim.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, if you do that, don't go to Las Vegas and put any money on it.
I'm not that dumb. The only game I would play in Vegas is blackjack, because you actually have a chance of winning blackjack. My favorite game is poker, but I would not sit down at a professional poker table for all the poker money in the world.
Okay. Well, I could tell you some Las Vegas stories, because I do go there twice a year.
Well, you can't tell me, because what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
And what happens is the money. That's what stays in Las Vegas.
That's true. Yeah. Your money is certainly what stays in Las Vegas. Yep.
So to bring it back down, we're wrapping up. On a personal note, I've really enjoyed my visits with you all year long, and really look forward to the opportunity to do that throughout the next year. I hope we can still do that. I don't see any reason why we can't. And you've just been a very bright spot for me. I look forward to being on this show every month. And I just had lunch a couple of weeks ago with the ops manager at the local affiliate, the station that Gary and I used to do radio shows on when I first met you. And we talked about me doing a show. The time commitment would be difficult for me, not to mention raising sponsorship. But I said, you know, I would love to do a show just on pop culture, like the things we just did the last 10 minutes, and talk about movies and music and sports, but from a perspective of a Christian, even a Christian pastor such as myself, and just take a little bit of a different glance at those things.
You and Gary surely did a great job at the show you had before.
Great.
So I hope that opportunity opens up with you.
Well, I don't know that it will. And he said, that would be great. Nobody's doing that. I said, that's why I want to do it.
Yeah,
nobody's doing that.
There you go.
But it's a blast being on here with you. And I'm going to do some plugs here for you that you don't ask me to do. But, folks, every one of these books that had promos on the show, I've read them, get them. They're great books. They're fun books. Not only books like Push the Winds Around or The Dangerous Christmas Ornament, but also I'd Like to Believe in Jesus. But because Bob has two sides, he's kind of like the great C.S. Lewis. He can write fantasy, but he can also write apologetics. And that puts him in a very, very small class of people. So get his books and read them. You can even get Kindle versions and if you want to put them on your electronic device. And I'm also going to plug one of your regulars, Skyline Church. Folks, if you're in San Diego and you need a church, that's where I first became a believer, and I would say go there.
Okay. Well, thank you, my friend. Happy New Year.
We'll talk to you again, Bob,
really soon.
Okay.
We'll see you. Well, I'll do the running joke. Everybody, I will see you next year. Never heard that one before, have you?
All day long.
The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.